Hello, my dear. Happy welcome to this global meeting specifically designed for you to attract true love in your life, in your family, community, country, and the whole world. As we are on the global prayer chain, you know that till now human beings could use just 5% of their potential, because another 95 is coming from God. And this is the miracles coming when we are uniting globally in one global prayer chain. Already 964th meeting a row. Every evening we pray in Global Peace Forum for Peace 2027. This is predestination for all 8 billion of people. Everyone want to live in peace. And this is possible, and this is not just predestination to live in peace, but also is God's call for humanity. There were so many miracles at our meetings. Please subscribe the channel, share this message to billions. And below the video, there is more blessings for you and gifts. Let's go with powerful music to mobilize heaven world, and words of God and powerful prayers. Let's go, sing along.
Strong bond of heart is a force, bringing the world into life. Joined in a kinship of love, all shall live as one. Here in the home of our heart, can share evermore. On this foundation of happiness, we shall live.
Okay, this was powerful music for today. Let me go further with powerful quotes. These are words of God from the Messiah's second coming. Let's see what is words of God, how to build peace in this philosophy of peace. What is the center of religion? It is God. God is called by many different names, yet there cannot be many gods. Regardless of what he is called, since the origin is only one, there can be only one God. Due to the many different languages of the world, there are many different names for God. Yet God, the original being, is one. The purpose that God pursues is manifested through religions. Hence, no matter how many religious bodies exist, as they follow their respective path and pursuit of this purpose, they will reach the same destination. To arrive at that destination, there must be a teaching that can connect them to peace and the kingdom of heaven. Okay, this was the quotes for today, so let's unite in hearts. We have just a few minutes, so let's everyone pray 1 minute to mobilize heaven world. Today, we mobilize heaven world for peace and true love in our life, in our family, community, country, the world. Let's invite Irina, then Selina, and Archbishop Eugene and Grace. Okay, Irina, shortly, happy welcome.
Good evening, our most precious heaven parents. Good evening, our true parents of heaven and earth and all humankind. Good evening, our most loving Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are so grateful to be here today and very grateful that you give us life every day. And we are so grateful that, Father, you trust us to use this life to make your will be understood on earth. We are praying for peace by the year 2027. Heavenly parents, guide us as always, pray, so that we may always be on the right track and be able to reach our destiny for peace by the year 2027. Thank you so much. I want to report my prayer with love and humility as Anna returns of the Blessed Central Family. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. So beautiful how you speak with Heavenly Parent. Let's invite Selina. Can you pray 1 minute for peace 2027 and true love?
Father Jesus, we have come to your great boldly before your throne of grace this time to say thank you for bringing us this far. Dear God, our world is torn with war and violence. I pray that you provide this world with the peace that is only found in you. I pray for those who are suffering from the results of war and violence. I pray you provide them with both physically and mental healing. We thank you and praise you that, Father, you will help us to operate in love and peace so that when you come, we can all go to you and share your glory with you. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. So good to hear you from USA, Heavenly America. Powerful prayer. Let's invite Grace. Grace, can you please say a powerful prayer for peace? 1 minute.
Thank you so much. Good evening. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Parent, our most beloved true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. Lord Jesus, we want to glorify you and thank you so much for this day once again that we are all still alive. Thank you very much for granting us this opportunity to pray together as brothers and sisters. We have heard and known that you're the center of everything, and yes, indeed you are. Heavenly Parent, therefore, we are calling upon you as we are celebrating the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you can continue being at the center of everything, of our souls, of our families, of our communities. Heavenly Parent, come and reign and bring about the world of peace through the words that you have shared with us through so many religions, Heavenly Parent, which are paths for us to reach you in different areas and in different languages. We glorify you and honor you. Bless everyone on this platform, Heavenly Parent, and keep us alive and keep us focused until we fulfill our purpose. We are so grateful, and I thank you and report this on behalf of brothers and sisters in the precious name of our true parents, Adieu. Thank you.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. So good to hear from you, Grace. Not just how you speak with God, but also the Mother Nature.
Grasshoppers
are singing around. Okay. So please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. We really feel you with our brothers and sisters. Today you inspire us to pray for peace 2027 and to attract love. And we see that because there is no true love in the world, automatically the world is full of wars. So global fear, and nobody's protected from this, even presidents with nuclear weapons, they have fear of all of this imaginable fantasy enemies. The only enemy historically is Satan, who hidden behind every human mind. And he is speaking to people to fight, to make other sins, love out of marriage, stealing, corruption. And all our story till now was like this, unfortunately, dear Heavenly Parent. And we are so sorry for this. You lead your providence. You lead to the center figures, Abraham, Moses, all others, religious, Buddha and all others, religious and different culture, different religion, you send, as Messiah said today, to move the world to finally to that heavenly kingdom, world of peace that was designed originally. So we understand from this that in the history shouldn't be any wars, any fight, just peace and prosperity. Dear Heavenly Parent, let we really be all as we pray for all 8 billion plus people on the earth, for their salvation, blessing, healing, prosperity, attract true love in their life, family, community, country, and the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, we really pray, please lead us. Lead us today and every day. Lead us to understand the your core. And as we pray for the whole planet right now, I pray for my brothers and sisters who joined here as representative of humanity. I pray for Selena in U.S. She is a great leader there and also is helping many charity organizations in Africa. I pray for her. Let her work even grow exponentially this year, this month, to help more people and spreading your word, dear Heavenly Parent. Please help Irina and Grace in Uganda and Archbishop Eugene in Africa. He have many churches there. And let him, all of them, and I'm in Europe, dear Heavenly Parent, let we really understand your will, let we really raise enough funds to move your providence. Help us to find the leaders who are prepared by you in the leadership position to finish ultimate global peace by 2027. Dear Heavenly Parent, because not is this because it's our will, but you ask us in the scripture to pray for the sick. And we pray for brothers and sisters who are really sick. We see the all of them, from simple people to presidents, they are fighting always and they are suffering for all of these wars. And we pray to liberate all of them. And also, we don't pray like this, but we pray with rejoice and true love. And we feel this culture of the Messiah's incoming, that they build already heavenly kingdom already the 12th year and just remain to inherit this heavenly kingdom in our lives, in our family, community, country, and the world by 2027. And even with today's development by 2025. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us. I pray one more time for brothers and sisters who are at this meeting, those who join Global Prayer Chain at 7 p.m. their local time. And for all others, all other brothers and sisters, let peace be done, true love be done, and this culture multiply on the earth. Message to billions. Please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nicolae Kerpalas and Plus Family. Adieu. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Let's
amen, unite. Amen. Thank you.
Let's unite tomorrow. Came with more people. And ministers and prime ministers. Okay.
Thank you. God bless.